This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
وأوحينا إلى أم موسى أن أرضعيه فإذا خفت عليه فألقيه في اليم ولا تخافي ولا تحزني إنا رادوه إليك وجاعلوه من المرسلين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال إنما أوتيته على علم عندي، أولم يعلم أن الله قد أهلك من قبله من القرون من هو أشد منه قوة وأكثر جمعا ولا يسأل عن ذنوبهم المجرمون. صدق الله العظيم. So we were discussing the tale, the story of Qarun, his pride, his haughtiness, his arrogance. And we spoke about the fact that it stemmed from jealousy and how lethal jealousy is. Someone said, jealousy is a sickness. Get well soon. Get well soon. You are living in misery. The poet said, كُلُّ الْعَدَاوَةِ قَدْ تُرْجَى إِزَالَتُهَا إِلَّا عَدَاوَةُ مَنْ عَدَاكَ مِنْ حَسَدِي. There is a formula to convert every enmity into friendship, but the enmity that stems from jealousy. Because the only way a jealous person will become happy is to see your collapse. So to make him happy, to win his confidence, basically you need to destroy yourself, which is insane. And Imam Ghazali said, remember, the world will never be free of people who are better than you, either in your social circle, your network, your friends, your peers, your fraternity. Always there will be someone that Allah has blessed more than you. It is for you to accept the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to wish well for them. Yes, it is great, permissible and acceptable to desire that which Allah has given that individual in whatever regard, piety, nobility, excellency, etc. Oh Allah, bless me with that as well. And that's envious and that's great and that propels you to greater heights. But to wish his fall and collapse and to plan his destruction, that is jealousy. And today, unfortunately, this has plagued and rocked the fraternity of scholars. لا يكون الرجل من العلم بمكان لا يكون الرجل من العلم بمكان حتى لا يحسد من فوقه ولا يحقر من دونه ولا يبتغي بالعلم ثمنا. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu said, you cannot acquire a position amongst the people of knowledge until لا يحسد من فوقه. You do not have jealousy for those that are greater than you. ولا يحقر من دونه. And you don't look down upon those that know less than you. ولا يبتغي بالعلم ثمنا. And you do not attach a price tag to your money. You do not attach a price tag to your knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from jealousy and all evil spiritual qualities, traits and maladies. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Okay, so now we move on.
فخرج على قومه قال إنما أوتيته على علم عندي.
So when Qarun was given this advice by Sayyidina Musa and his people, verse 77, in verse 78, he responds, he retorts, قال, he said, إنما أوتيته على علم عندي. Surely my wealth and my prominence is not a divine boon and a favor. This is due through my skill and my know-how and my expertise. إنما verily أوتيته, I was given this year, the privileges, the perks that you see, my prominence, my wealth, my glory, my splendor, على علم عندي, due to my knowledge. Some say it refers to, he claimed that because he knew the Torah, but the more preferred view of the scholars is on his skill, on his know-how, boastful, bragging on his expertise. And here again, the scholars tell us, even if you want to supposedly attribute your wealth and your prominence to your skill, who gave you the skill? The skill came from Allah.
That is why in Surah Yunus, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا, honor belongs to Allah exclusively. Hakim al-Ummah writes, وَمَا يُتَرَاءَ لِغَيْرِهِ هُوَ لَهُ حَقِيقًا كَالضِّيَاءِ هُوَ لِلشَّمْسِ حَقِيقًا وَإِنَّمَا يُظْهَرُ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ بِنَوْعٍ مِّنَ التَّعَلُّقِ فَفِيهِ أَصْلٌ لِمَسْأَلَةِ الْمَظْهَرِيَّةِ. La ilaha illallah. That honor and glory belongs to Allah exclusively. And whatever honor you see others are enjoying is because Allah has conferred upon that individual some skill through which he is getting some prominence. Just like brightness belongs to the sun. هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ ضِيَاءً. It is Allah who's made the sun bright. So you say, you know what, this place is more bright or more lit, or, you know, come here. It is because the rays of the sun is reaching out to this location at a greater level. Otherwise, it's not this place per se that has its own independent brightness. It's just drawing more, or the rays and the reflection is stronger. So whoever enjoys any privilege is a reflection that Allah has gifted and favored and blessed and conferred upon him a favor. Otherwise, izzah and honor belongs to Allah exclusively. So a believer is one who would attribute all his accomplishments to his creator. Yes. And adab is that you attribute your hiccups, your falls, your setbacks, your snags to yourself. And there are so many verses in this regard. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam in Surah Shu'ara, he said, Alladhi khalaqani fahuwa yahdin, walladhi huwa yut'imuni wa yasqin. That Allah has created me, he feeds me, he gives me water to drink. Wa idha maridtu, when I become sick, Allah cures me. Though sickness is also from Allah, but adab, adab, adab. When Khidr alayhi salam defected the boat, then he said, فَأَرَدْتُ أَنْ أَعِيبَهَا. I intended defecting it. Though subsequently he said, وَمَا فَعَلْتُهُ عَنْ أَمْرِي. I did not do this from my own accord. Allah had told me to do it. But the defecting of the boat apparently had, a flavor that was outwardly unpleasant, because ahead of them, وَكَانَ وَرَاءَهُمْ. وَرَاء and وَرَاء, here the scholars say, is amongst the أَضْدَاد. أَضْدَاد, the plural of the word ضِدٌ, meaning it could mean ahead or behind. وَكَانَ وَرَاءَهُمْ, ahead of them, أَمَامَهُمْ, مَلِكٌ, there was a king, يَأْخُذُ كُلَّ سَفِينَةٍ صَالِحَةٍ غَصْبًا. This word is mentioned there in Jalalain, who was snatching every boat that was intact. So there again, Khidr alayhi salam used the word فَأَرَدْتُ. The defecting of the boat, I intended. And when it came to straightening the wall, فَأَرَادَ رَبُّكَ أَن يَبْلُغَا أَشُدَّهُمَا وَيَسْتَخْرِجَا كَنْزَهُمَا. Allah intended. So we learn etiquette is that your accomplishments, this is from Allah. And your hiccups, your setbacks, your snags, your drops, your failures, you attribute it to yourself. But Qarun was the direct opposite. Sometimes some people don't say this verbally, but the body language is that. So when you meet him, hey, mashallah, Allah has given you a lot. So it's like, yeah, you can just see that body language is so inflated. It's like, you know, you need to be smart, my brother. You need to be smart. But hang on, man, I know your past, man. I know where you were. And you know where you were. And you know what, where you came from. Like, have you forgotten? And that's the sad reality, how short our memories are. Yesterday I was looking for a job, and yesterday I was renting, and yesterday I didn't have a shelter over my head, and yesterday I wish I owned a car, and today Allah's given me so much, and my memory is so short-lived that I have forgotten it. So verse 78, قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. He said, this is because of my own skill and my own expertise. So Allah says, أَوَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَوَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ. Does he not see أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَهْلَكَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مِنَ الْقُرُونِ مَنْ هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُ قُوَّةً وَأَكْثَرُ جَمْعًا. Doesn't he pause for a moment? And this is what power can do to a person. When a person becomes power hungry, they say, you know what, there's the hunger for food that might make you steal, and then there's the hunger for power that will make you kill. Right? إِنَّ الْمُلُوكَ إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرْيَةً أَفْسَدُوهَا أَوَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَهْلَكَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مِنَ الْقُرُونَ. Okay, you got money. Okay, you got clout. Okay, you're smart. But have you forgotten that, hang on, you're not the first king, you're not the first monarch, you're not the first dictator or the first autocrat that came into power. There were many قَدْ أَهْلَكَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ prior to مِنَ الْقُرُونَ generations. مَنْ هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُ قُوَّةً. Who was stronger than you? مَنْ هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُ قُوَّةً وَأَكْثَرُ جَمْعًا. Whose army, whose entourage, whose cavalcade, whose numbers were way more than you. People who came, you know, وَمَا بَلَغُوا مِعْشَارَ مَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ فَكَذَّبُوا رُسُلِي فَكَيْفَ كَانَ النَّكِيرُ. They had might, they had power, they had strength, they had treasures, and we wiped them out. فَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ. لا إله إلا الله. Chapter 29, Surah An-Kabut. فَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ. So we seized everyone because of their offenses. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِ حَاصِبًا. Some we unleashed winds on them, you know, dusty winds, gusty winds with stones and pebbles in it. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَخَذَتْهُ الصَّيْحَةُ. Some were gripped by the awful cry. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ خَسَفْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضِ. Some were sunk into the earth. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَغْرَقْنَا. Some were drowned by the waters. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ. And it's not like Allah oppressed them. وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. But they oppressed themselves and they provoked the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يُسْأَلُ عَنْ ذُنُوبِهِمُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Verse 78. And the criminals will not be asked regarding their offenses on the day of Qiyamah, meaning su'alu tahqiqin. They will not be asked to inquire, to investigate, because Allah knows everything. And the verses in which Allah says they will be asked, like for example in Surah Saffat, لَنَسْأَلَنَّ وَقِفُوهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ مَسْؤُولُونَ. وَقِفُوهُمْ, halt them, they will be asked. The scholars say that will be su'alu tawbikhin la tahqiqin. That will be a question of interrogation. Sometimes a person says, boy or girl, prospective bride and groom, they went to meet each other and it's they nervous, nail biting. What questions should I ask? And if he asks or if she asks, and I'm using it gender neutral. And then you ask one of them, you know what, how was your, you know what, meeting with the boy, or how was your meeting with the girl? And he's like, it wasn't questions, it was an interrogation. It was an interrogation. It wasn't a questionnaire, it was an interrogation. Like, where do you earn? How much do you earn? Where do you live? Or will you do this? Or will you do that? Etc. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they will be asked, meaning in an interrogative way. In an interrogative way. Not to query, because Allah knows everything. Allah knows everything. Verse 79, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فِي زِينَتِهِ. So one day Qarun comes out, and Madarik al-Tanzil says, يَوْمَ السَّبْتِ, it was a Saturday, and he is mounted on his conveyance, and he's in his pomp and his glory, right? Sometimes you're just at the mall or you're at an airport, and you just see this person coming around with his presence and his helpers and his cronies, or the car with which he arrives at the restaurant or the eatery. It's like, wow, he just takes over the scene, just commands that authority, and it's just like leaves everybody speechless, envious, intimidating. فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فِي زِينَتِهِ. La ilaha illallah. So he comes out on his people, فِي زِينَتِهِ, in his pomp and glory, in his splendor, opulence. قَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا يَا لَيْتَ لَنَا مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ قَارُونَ. قَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا, those that were desirous of this world. And it doesn't suggest that they were disbelievers. In fact, the verse following thereafter indicates that they were believers, but they were just gripped in the malady of hirs, greed. You know, where you just مَنْ مَدَّ عَيْنَيْهِ إِلَى زِينَةِ الْمُطْرَفِينَ كَانَ مَهِينًا فِي مَلَكُوتِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Where you stretch an envious eye to the glitter and the glamour of the people of this world, then you collapse in the esteem of Allah. وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّنْهُمْ زَهْرَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِيهِ. And O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not stretch your eye to the glitter and the glamour. Of course, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never stretched his eye. The message is to us. So those that were desirous of the world, they said, يَا لَيْتَ لَنَا مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ قَارُونَ. How I wish we were also given the fortune and the privileges that was given to Qarun. Just look at the presence. Just look at the numbers. Just look at the opulence. Just look at the lavishness. Just look at the excellence. Wow! This is just mind-boggling. This just dazzles the eye. This just dazzles the eye. إِنَّهُ لَذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. Verse 79. إِنَّهُ لَذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. Surely he is the possessor of a great fortune. Now let's just contrast that with another verse. And one day I was reciting Quran and Allah put this thought in my mind. So they looked at him. Fame, opulence, wealth, glory, splendor, outward, you know, everything is happening, it's going, it's like his life is in order. And today, unfortunately, you know, this happened one day. This happened one day where Qarun came out and it caught the eyes of people. And today we willfully go onto social media and then look at all these people daily. And of course, it's presented in a way that is so appealing to the eye. So we then deliberately expose ourselves to this type of glory and pomp and splendor daily. And what happens? We become depressed because then obviously my life is of such a substandard. My spouse, my children, my income, my dwelling. And I'm looking at his life and her life and their life. And no, man, it's all happening, man. It's all happening. And on my end, nothing is happening. So I'm deliberately exposing myself to this every day of my life by browsing through these sites and social media and then exposing myself to this year, the result of which is ungratefulness, jealousy, depression, and of course, you know, a host of negative thoughts. So they said, surely he is the possessor of a great fortune. Juz 24, chapter 42, verse 35. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the same words. He is the possessor of a great fortune, but for someone else. For someone else. According to the people of this world, and we'll see what's the outcome of this shortly. He's moving, he has wealth, he has affluence. They said, oh, this guy is lucky. Well, Allah says, let me tell you who's lucky. The same words Allah says, he's very lucky. Who? Allah says, idfa billati hiya ahsan. Resist evil in a good way. فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. This will is the formula to convert enmity into friendship. وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا. But this quality is only conferred upon those who have strength, who have patience, who have endurance. وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. And the one who possesses this quality is indeed the possessor of a great fortune. The one who can صِلْ مَنْ قَطَعَكْ أُعْفُ عَمَّنْ ظَلَمَكْ أَحْسِنْ إِلَى مَنْ أَسَاءَ إِلَيْكْ. That joint ties with the one that severs it. Be kind to the one that is hostile to you. أَحْسِنْ صِلْ مَنْ قَطَعَكْ أُعْفُ عَمَّنْ ظَلَمَكْ. Forgive the one who harms you. وَأَحْسِنْ إِلَى مَنْ أَسَاءَ إِلَيْكَ. So in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is what matters, my brother. That is what matters. Because Aisha radiallahu anha wrote a letter. Aisha radiallahu anha wrote a letter to Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Very brief, very comprehensive, but voluminous. أَمَّا بَعْدْ فَإِنَّ مَنْ يَعْمَلْ بِمَسَاخِطِ اللَّهِ يَصِرْ حَامِدُهُ مِنَ النَّاسِ ذَمَّنْ لَهُ وَالسَّلَامِ. Half a line, but so rich. And that message is for us. That message is for us. فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعْمَلْ بِمَسَاخِتِ اللَّهِ. The one who disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَصِرْ حَامِدُهُ مِنَ النَّاسِ ذَمَّنْ لَهُ. Very soon, his allies will become his adversaries. His allies will become his adversaries. So those that might cheer you and salute you and celebrate you and compliment you, wait, hang on, things are going to change drastically and aggressively and very soon. But the one whom Allah refers to as the possessor of great fortune in the eyes of Allah, he is blessed in this world and blessed in Akhirah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst those who are possessors of great fortune by the definition of Allah.